Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
It's my
Indeed it is. It is our house, and that tells us something. We're coming up with our property feature here. You can tell and sense the excitement. Every Tuesday in our second hour here on Kaya Biz, we talk all things to do with our house. So everything to do with...
It's my house!
There you go. Property and residential property specifically. Over the last few weeks, we've been building up on this theme to really understand how individuals might be able to qualify for a home loan, expanding on the themes and trends that we're seeing in South Africa, that we've actually seen an uptick in the number of first-time home buyers. A number of entities such as Lighthouse, the National Credit Regulator, even bond origination companies like Uber have all recently published research highlighting the fact that millennials... purchasing property worth at least R1 million and sectional title property, which essentially means that it's not freestanding, it's within a complex or built environment, are all seeing the growing theme of them taking advantage of lower interest rates and looking to own property. So this is our property feature, but as you can tell, it's all about...
It's my house! Wow,
third time lucky, just because we're enjoying it, right? And business doesn't have to be that serious. So we joined this evening by Ntato Rabushaga, who'll give us some details about how we can make sure that we pay off our home loans a lot quicker. That's actually been one of the recommendations to many South Africans who actually have not only credit or additional debt that they've taken on, but who are trying to catch up on their home loans. And we'll talk about some of the solutions, some of the challenges that can be faced, and how to go about making sure that you run through your calculations and numbers adequately in order to pay off what would ordinarily take you 20 years in maybe half the time. But here's a question that we had from one of our listeners, Siamo, who raised a significant question about how they can try to manage paying off their mortgage a lot quicker.
Hi, Gugu. My name is Siamo. I'm calling you from the West Rand. My husband and I bought a house 2 years ago. We paid deposit for it and are still paying bond for it even now. However, my mother-in-law moved in and we decided to move out and leave her at the house. So just for my peace of mind, I just wanted to know what is like a fast process where I can pay off the house for my peace of mind, where I can just pay off the house and let her stay in that house and keep it. Thank you.
Siamo, thank you so much for your voice note and your pertinent question. And yeah, really tells us about the realities we face in our societies, right? There's a reason why shows like Kugiyitila exist. So I see that you're trying to avoid some of those squabbles that come with property ownership, especially when it comes to a family environment. Well, because I don't know all things about property, but I do have good friends and colleagues who know a lot more than I do. Ntate Rabushaga is one of those individuals. He's a property expert, wealth coach, as well as CEO of Wealth Creation Network. Ntate Rabushaga, such a pleasure having you on the show this evening.
It's been long.
And I guess we continue to blame it on the pandemic. But Ntato, when we listen to Siamo's concerns, as she's mentioned, she has a family set up where she's decided to leave a house that herself and her husband own and now wants to leave her mother-in-law there, but wants to pay it off quite quickly in order for them to continue with their own goals and objectives. Maybe let's first off start off by discussing the concept of actually paying off a house quite quickly. When does one need to go through that process? What considerations do you need to take into bear in mind before even, you know, reaching the consensus that, you know what, skoloto se sa bondo, access back?
It's actually a great question, because with regard to the bond and finishing it quicker, unfortunately, there's no easy way around it. I think I've seen on social media a lot of people giving many techniques that one can use, but ultimately, you took out a bond, which is a loan from the bank, and they gave you X amount of money and they want it back. So the easiest way to go about it is actually to pay it back. But the techniques and ways that one use, mainly to motivate yourself, to know what you are paying into and to understand the outcome of it. So, for instance, what I can point out is that they can look into paying a little bit extra into the home loan. That's option one. For instance, if their bond repayment is 5,000 a month, if they just pay extra 10%, which is R500 a month, then their loan term will reduce actually from 20 years to 13 years. And sometimes that's
7 years cut off.
Seven out, finish.
Wow.
So with that 7 years cut off, what it means is it's great savings in it, because one, you are saving on the monthly cost for the bond. As you know, when you do any credit facility, they take those charges of 69 rand a month. Those 69 times 12 times 7 is money. Mm-hmm. Then also you are saving into the interest cost that you should have paid in it. Also, it will help you to actually finish it off a little bit quicker. But when you pay extra into your bond, two things can happen. One, your loan term, which is the duration of your loan, can decrease. That's if you consistently pay those extra 10%. However, because banks are in the business of making money, the minute you start paying extra and you build up some capital, we'll talk on that, I think, a little bit later tonight. The minute you build some capital into it, they're going to give you a call and say, listen, Kuguletu, you've been paying extra. We see you're a great person. You have a capital of 100,000 in your home loan. We are actually offering you 200,000 from this facility. This is money that you can take out, use it to make your house a little bit better, use it for other things. When that call comes, please drop it as soon as you can, because you're on a mission. You know what you're doing, and you actually had a plan in mind. But sometimes when we are presented with money, we don't usually say no to it. But then I think because now interest rates are in the lowest in the longest of times, also because bonds have gone significantly lower, because you had people when prime was around almost 10%, now it's on 7.25, if I'm correct. So it's 3% lower now. So if your repayment was 5,000 a month, now it's probably sitting around 4.5, 4.3. You can actually tell the bank that continue taking that 5,000. I budgeted it. I know I have that money. What it's going to do, it's going to help you to build capital into your loan facility. So we mentioned capital before. What that means is, with regards to your bond repayments, on day one of 240 months, month one that you repay,
yes,
what the bank has done, they've come up with such a nice system of the amount you pay, your interest is charged on a decreasing scale. What that means is the bank is going to try to recoup their funds as quick as possible. So within the first 10 years, you are mainly paying the interest, you are paying the bank. What I mean is, if your repayment is 5,000 a month, the first month that you pay, probably 4,990 goes to the bank as interest. You are only paying around 10 to 50 or 100 rand as capital into your home loan.
And that's important for us to remember, right? Because the interest is basically the additional money that you're paying to loan the capital amount. So understanding the difference and the nuances between these two becomes very important when it comes to doing your calculations, right?
Exactly. Because what that means is, on first month, like I mentioned, it's around 4,990. The next month, it goes to 4,980. The other month, it decreases by those 10 rand, 10 rand, 10 rand. What it means for you is that your capital that you are building within your loan facility is actually growing at a snail pace, but it's mainly the interest that you are paying. That will come to haunt you later, mm-hmm, because of what Einstein calls the eighth wonder of the world, compound interest.
Yes.
The interest that you owe is compounded, I think, daily on the balance that you owe on the home loan. So, for instance, because the bank charges interest on a decreasing scale, you took out a home loan of 1 million rand. From month one, you pay your 10,000. Of that 10,000, you are only paying around 100 rand into your capital,
mm-hmm,
which means that when the bank calculates the interest that you owe for month two, it's as if you paid nothing in the first month, because the amount owing is still as much as very close to what you owed before your payment, simply because any amount that you are paying within the 5 years is mainly going to the interest. That's why you find people trying to sell within 5 years, and when they sell their house, they realize that I don't have any capital here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally being a glorified renter for the past 5 years, simply because this house that I'm trying to sell is actually costing me more to sell it.
If you just joined our conversation, we are speaking to Nthato Rabushaga. He is a property expert, wealth coach, and CEO of Wealth Creation Network, helping us understand some of the tools and techniques within which one can pay off their primary residential property a lot quicker than anticipated for. And that does free you up to then, go to investment property or find other means to spend your money on. But if you are like our listener, Tiamo, who shared a question about how she can quickly pay off her property, you can also dial in 086-000-959 and we'll address your question with Abutintato to give us some details to quickly manage to pay off your home loan. And this brings us to a critical element. We touched on the capital versus the interest, but Ntato, I'm hoping you can take us back to basics here to make sure that if one does have free or extra income to pay into their home loan, what kind of calculations, where do you start with the maths? Do you just say, well, I have a home loan of $1 million. I've been paying off 10,000. Instead of paying 10,000, I'm going to pay 11,000. And, you know, then work out what goes to capital versus the interest cost that you're paying. Where does one need to start with the maths to understand how much extra they need to pay in order to cut off or shave off a certain number of years from the bond repayment?
Okay. Luckily, all the major banks have these calculators on their website.
Yes.
So whether you are banking with the Red Bank, Green Bank or Blue Bank, either way, you go on their website and then you go through the home loan department and then there are various calculators that are there. There's the affordability one. Then there's one for your home loan facility. And when you get there, you will then enter in all the details that are required. So this is the amount of the home loan that you want. And then it will also give you something interesting to say, do you include initiation fees or not? Because sometimes someone buys the house and they don't know that when you buy a house through a home loan facility, the bank charges you an initiation fee of around 6,900 or 6,500. So if you don't have that money, they're going to add it into your home loan. After 20 years, you would have paid 25,000 for something so cheap. So You add all the details and then ultimately when you get to the end, it shows extra repayments. That's when you put in the amount of money that you'll be paying extra. So I would like to advise people to go to those websites, fiddle around with it, and then just check your money. You know how much home loan you took out, so you put in extra 500,000, 1,500, and you see how much it assists you. But the most important one is just that extra 10%, because in terms of the effect that it has on your home loan facility, it's quite great and drastic. Like, for instance, extra 10 reduces by 7 years, but an extra 20 reduces by around 8 years. An extra 30% reduces by around 9 years. So you then see that the significant part of it is that extra 10%. But not only that, it's very important to start as early as possible, simply because of what I mentioned, that the banks charge their interest on a decreasing scale. So your first 5 to 10 years, you are mainly paying interest. So if now, let's say you've had your home loan for around 15 years, the effect that this extra 10% repayment will have will be much, much lower than the person who started on day one, simply because by 15 years, you've paid most of the interest. Now you are paying into the capital of your home loan. It's now an interest. Of every 5,000 you pay, probably 4,500 is capital and interest is only 500. This happens simply because the banks have long recouped their money. Now
yes,
they're just enjoying their money that's coming into interest.
And that's an important element for us to make sure that we remember, right? To make sure that we pay as much and eat into the capital as much as possible, because that's essentially where you cut down on the years of repayment. Would that be correct?
Yes, definitely. So the plan is to increase your capital as fast and as soon as you can. The more capital you have, remember, we can picture your home loan facility as a basket. In your basket, you have blue balls and the red ones. The blue ones are the interest that you pay. So for month one, you find that 99% of this basket is just the blue ones. But the red ball is just that small, tiny one. Your plan is to ensure that you fill this basket with as much red balls as you possibly can. Because when Mr. Bank comes back at the end of the month, he's going to open the basket and say, okay, in this basket, I have 20 balls that are red, and then I have 10 that are blue, which means that my interest will only be calculated on the balls that are blue. So then it means you will pay less interest. Paying less interest means that now you are increasing your capital even further than before. Next month, it goes better and better. You'll just see it's such a beauty if you look into it. You just have to apply it on the first or second years, and you'll see that the results are so great and marvelous. It's such a simple, simple thing.
Such a simple thing, and that's the thing. We need to spread the word that more South Africans actually do it. Ntato, there's something so important you mentioned earlier on in this conversation, and that was consistency. you need to consistently pay that additional figure that you've calculated into your bond to make sure that you actually gain the benefit of time and the wonders of compound interest. As we know, we're living in a pandemic. There's been a lockdown, several lockdowns on and off, and this might have rocked some income streams for many South Africans who perhaps might have been disciplined enough to pay extra into their home loan. If someone does see a rock in their or instability in terms of the payments that they're able to make, what kind of impact does that then have on the trajectory of paying off your bond quicker? And are there ways to mitigate some of the challenges of being consistent here?
The lovely thing about these bond facilities is that it's mainly within 20 years. Others are 30, which I don't like, but it's a topic for another day. So if you are going through a rough patch for a year, don't be hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. But remember that you have 19 years to fight this bond facility that you've taken. So now that things are not going that well, had you started from day one to pay extra into your bond facility, two things happen when you pay extra. The first is that immediately when you pay extra, the bank will either call you or you call the bank and say, listen, I'm supposed to pay 5,000 a month, but I feel that I have 46,000. So I would like you guys to amend my contract and make it so that I pay 6,000. When you do that, which is not recommendable for the following reasons, the bank will then send you an email confirming your changes, and then they will confirm your new loan term. So your loan will now move from 20 years to around 13 years. This is your commitment to your bank. If you miss these payments, then the bank will then hold you liable and accountable for that, simply because you formalized it. Mm. But what I'd like to encourage people to do is pay extra, but say nothing to the bank. So basically, you pay extra into your loan facility, but you don't make a commitment to the bank that instead of paying 5,000, I will pay 6. What that does is that within your home loan facility, you are going to have capital that is building up, but it's floating within your home loan facility. It's floating simply means that when times of need come, the bank, when they charge that interest and they charge their monthly fees, they can simply take from that floating amount. So you can literally miss a payment. Only that you need to be call them and tell them that, guys, the next 6 months I'm not paying up. I have money that's floating in there. Take from there. Then they stop the debit and they take from the amount that you've put in.
Makes sense.
You need to remember that putting extra into your home loan facility, you are building capital, you are building a saving. So it's your money.
Indeed. Mthato, I'll tell you what, I'm going to interject because we do have a caller from Cosmos City who has a key question that they'd like to ask, but you've really raised a lot of valid points that we are quite cognizant of and taking notes on. Kagiso from Cosmos City, welcome to Kaya Biz. Looking forward to your question. What's on your mind this evening?
Good evening, guys. So my question to Mthato is regarding refinancing. So I moved in here about 2010. So it was just after like the recession. So the houses were very, very cheap. And at the moment, the value has then increased. So I'm thinking of refinancing the house and moving out to like a townhouse and but buying cash, because the way I understand it is the refinancing, you get money from the bank on the current value of the house, of which it is much, much more than initially what I got it for. So I just want to ask, Tato, is refinancing a good idea at the moment, seeing that the repo rate is low, or not at all, because I'll be taking another sort of like loan? So yeah, that's my question.
Awesome. Kagiso, thank you so much for your question. Mthato will respond. We'll be sure to make sure that you listen on air and perhaps revisit this conversation as well on refinancing in upcoming shows. But Mthato, as Kagiso mentioned, is refinancing a good option right now, given the current climate?
Mainly, it depends on his needs. He touched on something that is important. When, for instance, if he bought his house at 500,000 and then he's refinancing it, let's just say a miracle happened and his house is now worth 1 million rand. He's going to refinance his house at a value of 1 million rand. So having done that, let us assume that he still owes that 500,000 to the first bank. They pay the first bank. Now there's a capital appreciation of 500,000. The bank will now pay him. It goes into his pocket. The difference now is that he was paying a home loan from 500,000, which means he was paying on a simple scale, he was paying 5,000 a month into it. Now, after refinancing, he now has an obligation to pay 10,000. instead of the 5, because he has unlocked that capital of 500,000, which is now sitting in his account, and he has yet to decide what he does with it.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to first ensure that he can afford that repayment. It's very, very important. Uh-huh. Getting the capital, it's great. It's his money, it's his capital appreciation. That's why we invest into properties, because they appreciate. But what you need to know is that whatever the bank gives you, whatever value that you unlock off the property, either way, you got a loan of it. It would have been a different case if his house is now worth 1 million on the market and he says, I am selling.
Mm-hmm.
Once he sells it, then the first bank will get his 500,000. He gets his 500,000. He owes no one, and he can start from scratch at another place and buy a house cash and not pay any amount of money every month. So he just needs to understand the concept of it. And also, when you refinance, there are different ways that banks look into. Some banks refuse to change your loan term, so you may refinance in year 2, and they say your refinancing will be calculated for the next 18 years instead of giving you a fresh 20 years. This simply depends on your age. If you are young, you can do 20, but if you are a bit older, they look into your retirement age and say, by 15 years' time, you will be retiring, you won't have the funds, so we'll only limit it to the next 15 years.
Ntato, I certainly hope that does meet Kagiso's needs, but Kagiso, we're always happy to connect you with Ntato to get more details on this particular theme. It's a busy topic and one that we do want to make sure that we address all your questions on, so Ntato, we'll keep you on the line till about 7:30, and of course, we've also got Buseletso, who's called in, will be sure to address your question, but for now, allow us to pay the bills so that we can also be property owners before we continue with this conversation on the other side of this.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi on Kaya 959.
It's my house.
Yep, if you don't know by now, I'm the king of this castle, never mind queen. But most importantly, we're talking about your own castles, right? Your homes, the property that you own. And for many South Africans, we're still quite ambitious about being property owners because it really gives one not only a sense of pride and speaks to some of our needs in terms of having shelter, but also it speaks to the theme of building wealth. And many people have transitioned in that space to become property investors themselves. But in case you're not sure, this evening, this is part of an extension of our property feature, which we have in the second hour of the show. And tonight we've been talking about how to manage to pay off your bond a lot quicker than what you initially took out the loan period for. We are in conversation with Ntato Rabushaga. He's a property expert, wealth coach, and CEO of Wealth Creation Network. And he's been offering us some guidelines that we need to be mindful of when it comes to paying off our property quite quickly. Well, before the ad break, I did mention that we have a call on the line who does want to participate and share their question. And Buseletso from Kempton Park. A very good evening, Sisi, and welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'm good.
What's your question and what's your experience with your property and how are you hoping to pay it off quickly? Unless you've done that already, Buseletso?
We're still trying to figure that out, hence we are listening. So we bought a house and I think we're doing our third year now. So this year we decided that, okay, let's pay 100 rand extra every day. So my husband is paying 100 rand extra every day.
So 3,000 rand at the end of the month, just to check my maths. Okay.
Then I will add it with 1,000 rand when I get paid on the 21st. So I wanted to know that, does that help or should we just put it as a sum amount? On this date, we're taking the 3,000 and the 1,000 that I need to pay and put it together and deposit it. Or does paying, how does this affect?
I hear you. Your question is the multiple payments. So a little bit here, a little bit there. Does that all add up? Or is it better to put it in together as a lump sum? Perfect. Buseletso, so thank you so much for calling. And a very valid point that you raised, because earning dynamics are not the same. But you can listen on the radio as Ntato does address that question. Ntato, very interesting question from Buseletso. Is it easier to pay off, I guess, a monthly lump sum or little incremental payments as and when one can?
Lovely question. And I like the fact that it shows us the timing dynamic of our repayments or the extra repayment into this home loan facility.
Mm-hmm.
Before, when we started, I had mentioned that your interest is compounded daily. So on each day, the bank calculates that your interest for today is 1 rand, tomorrow 1.20, the next day 90 cents, the next day. So which means that the quicker you deposit money into your home loan facility, in the greater scheme of things, the better for you. So you are much better off at maybe on the 25th paying off that 3,000 extra, and then at the end of the month, you now pay that extra 1,000. Instead of keeping that money elsewhere, waiting for it to combine with that 1,000 and pay the 4,000 rand. You must think of it this way, that you've taken out a loan and you pay interest on it. So the more capital you add into it, the more money you put into that, is the lesser interest the bank can take out of this transaction that you have with them.
Perfect. I think a very valid point, and you've really helped to address a lot of the questions that we have from our listeners, Ntato. I think very briefly, for anyone who wants to do more research, you've told us about the calculators. You've told us to make sure that we evaluate how much extra we have, not to be too hard on ourselves when we aren't able to make additional payments. But any other themes we need to be mindful of? Maybe hidden costs, hidden taxes, any other financial themes that we should be cognizant of?
Yeah, definitely. And this one just goes up to people who haven't bought as of yet, because the ones who've bought, you're in too deep. By now, you know you're swimming with the sharks. So if you haven't bought, what you need to understand is that there's so many costs that come with owning your home. So just because you go to the bank and they say you afford 30,000 rand, please don't rush off to buy that house of 3 million and think you afford it. Mm-hmm. What the bank simply did was to say 30% of your gross salary is what you can pay monthly. So they literally look at that for your affordability. So what you need to do is to understand that there are many costs that go into it. You're going to pay your bond repayment. You're going to pay insurance for your debt. That's your life insurance. You're going to pay insurance for the property, the building insurance. You're going to pay levies because, as you mentioned earlier on, the millennials are just being into estates. And with estates comes levies. And not only that, if it's an estate, if it's a complex within an estate, you will pay levies plus homeowners association fees, which is a double cost. Then you pay rates and taxes. Basically, what I'm saying is that when you buy property, there are many costs that come with it. Prepare for it. It's not scary. We are all doing it, but just don't max yourself out. Whatever money they say you afford, smile, be happy, but buy way lesser than that. I'd advise for even half of it. Then you can prepare yourself perfectly for it.
Makes a lot of sense. Usually we say always go for the big guns, right? And aim for the stars. But when it comes to a property investment, sometimes just be mindful of giving yourself some room to breathe, as Ntato mentions. Ntate Rabushaga, thank you so much for your time this evening. We really appreciate the insight you've been able to give us. And to our listeners, Kagiso and Puseletso, for dialing in. We're also grateful for your time this evening and helping everyone learn in this experience with you. That's Ntato Rabushaga, property expert, wealth coach, and CEO of Wealth Creation Network, helping us wrap up what's been a slight extension of our usual property feature. It's My House.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.